Well, here we are. It is Saturday once again. Another whole week has gone by, and it's time to do the place-by-place fishing report, which will feature me, myself, and I, Captain Josh Olive. I will be the typist for Mr. Robert Lukowitz, who is sitting next to me, who will provide almost all of the useful information. So welcome to the Robert Show, everybody. Bob, how you feeling?
Yes. Good.
Froggy and ready to go?
As ready as I'm going to be.
Bushy-eyed and bright-tailed?
Uh-huh.
Okay. As you all know, this is the place-by-place fishing report, where we go place-by-place in Charlotte Harbor, starting with one end and going all the way around, and then coming back to more or less kind of where we started. So one lap of Charlotte Harbor is what we're doing here, and it starts with the Peace River, Harbor Heights, and upriver along with Shell Creek right now.
Okay. It was kind of cool. While I was out there, while you were getting all situated, I was actually talking to a customer out front, and he put in up there at the Darce Park area and went upriver.
That's the next one.
He went upriver a little ways and towards the Shell Creek area and got some snook and a few redfish. And then another gentleman was telling me that he did the same thing. He caught a few snook and a couple of redfish. One of the redfish was in slot. None of the snook were in slot.
Okay.
They did see, both of them mentioned that they saw some juvenile tarpon with no success. And that's about it that I got up there.
What did they catch their fish on, or did they mention?
The first guy was telling me that he got his on shrimp and also paddle tails. And then the other guy on shrimp.
Okay, so it's safe to say that shrimp are probably working.
Yes. He likes to use a paddle tail a little bit for kind of a search bait into an area. If he happens to see a fish or hook a fish, then he switches over to shrimp and concentrates real heavy in that area.
That's probably a good idea.
The other guy just likes to throw shrimp. That's kind of his
The old
deal.
Two-pronged attack.
Yes.
All right. How about the Darce Park Boat Ramp I-75 Bridges area?
Okay, and his buddy, who's a kayak fisherman, put in there at Darce Park and stayed right there in the immediate vicinity. And he caught half a dozen snook and one short redfish in the span of about a half hour, and then the bite totally stopped. So he went back the next day, and over the course of 2 hours, caught four more snook and two more redfish.
Sounds boring.
Yeah. But he said it was really nice, peaceful, and enjoyed himself.
Super boring. I mean, you're down there, you're underneath that bridge, you're paddling around all by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It's quiet, it's calm, you're catching fish. Ugh,
yeah.
The worst.
Sounds horrible.
Yeah. Don't know why anybody would want to do that.
Yeah, it is.
How about the 41 Bridges Live Oak Park area?
Snook at night have been doing fair. There's only been a couple of legal fish caught. Most of them been shorts. Been a few trout during the day and a few mangrove snapper. One guy did catch actually like it was 18, 19 inch black drum. He thought it was a sheep's head.
Okay.
So he showed me the picture and I'm like, no. See the little whiskers on the bottom? That's the dead giveaway. If you don't feel like looking at the teeth. So he was excited to learn something new and different. Plus he had never caught a black drum. So
if you really want to know, just lip it.
Mm-hmm.
Stick your thumb in there. If it comes back all mushed, that was a sheep's head.
Right. No, I prefer not to do that to people.
Well, it's a way to know for sure, though.
Mm-hmm.
You definitely find out. There's no question afterwards.
Yeah.
Looking for whiskers.
Yep. It's an easy way to do it.
All right. Lashley Pier is still closed.
Yes, it is.
The Bayshore Pier.
Bayshore Pier. There was a guy fishing there for a couple hours, and he got nothing.
Okay.
He hooked one ladyfish, it jumped off, and that was the only thing he hooked in like 2 hours of hanging out there.
That really does sound boring.
Mm-hmm.
The scenery there is not nearly as nice as it is underneath the 75 bridge.
Right. This is true. But when you're land-based fishing, it's hard to fish underneath 75 bridge from shore.
I get it. But, you know, some deals on kayaks out there.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there is.
All right, let's take a look into the Port Charlotte saltwater and brackish canals.
A lot of little snook. Guys are catching them trolling in and out. And then also just catching them off their docks. There's been some jacks. A lot of juvenile tarpon over in East and West Spring Lake, but nobody's hooking them. Just looking at them. And then farther up into the canal system, like back there off of, you know, Flamingo area and way in the back there, getting some sand bream and some Mayan cichlids. This week the fishing really turned off behind the house.
That sucks.
Not a trout, nothing. She caught one little tiny snook yesterday. That was it. But pretty quiet overall compared to the previous week.
I feel like I missed something here. Oh, jacks.
Jacks.
Big jacks, little jacks, medium jacks?
Most of them are smaller in that 2 to 5 pound range.
Lots of jacks?
Not a lot, but enough worth mentioning because several different people have caught them off their seawalls and or while trolling in and out. They're just moving around a lot.
If you were going to target a jack?
I'd troll.
What would you troll?
Either Rapala X-Rap 10 or Yozuri Crystal Minnow in that 4-inch range. Because those both troll very, very nicely at a nice enough depth where they aren't barking down too deep. And no matter what speed you're trolling them at, they seem to work.
Do you care at all about color when you're targeting jacks in the canals?
Well, I'm using the same color that I would generally use for snook, so it's going to be like a green back with a chrome side, or even sometimes I like that blue mackerel pattern on the Yozuris. It's like a blue with black striping and the silver sides.
Not a white bait?
White one is always a good one, too.
If it's white, it's got to be right.
The white and the olive green back with the chrome sides are going to be my two favorites, but like in the Yozuri, for some reason, I like that blue mackerel or the gold or the green mackerel, and the green mackerel's been really hard to find.
Shall we move on to the next spot?
Yeah, sounds like a plan.
It's the Elder Bean Pier.
Wow. Hey.
I knew you'd be excited.
That's about one of the few places I've heard of a few legal-sized snook being caught from land. All at night. You know, basically when it's dark, it seems to be the best.
Now, when you say at night...
After 10 o'clock.
Right, so not like 3 minutes after sunset?
No.
That's not night yet?
No. Like 10 o'clock until basically right around sunrise has been producing a few legal fish, a whole lot of short fish. One guy put a juvenile tarpon in the air the other night when he was fishing off the pier. And then another gentleman that was fishing in his boat was fishing on the old broken down bridge, and he caught one legal snook the one night and then went back out the next night and hooked half a dozen or so in an hour's time, none of which were legal. But he said by the time he lost his third lure against the pilings, he was done.
I see.
Started to add up quickly.
Yes, it does. Anything else going on down here?
A couple of trout, a couple of mangrove snapper, and I had one guy catch 3 sheep's head off of there. And 2 of which were not legal. One, he said, was, I think, 15 inches or 16 inches, something like that.
Okay.
First real report of sheep's head, though.
Well, now that we're in the middle of March.
Right.
Myakka River, from the bridge down to marker 8.
Got nothing except for right at the north end of the Myakka cutoff. A lot of little snook, a couple of redfish, and a few trout. Other than that, they were pretty slow all day. They were all using shrimp. The one guy did have a few pinfish that he caught off of his dock, and caught one snook on one of the pinfish and one trout on one of the pinfish, and then the other ones got eaten by sailcats.
Okay. Now, you call that the north end of the cutoff?
West
Not
end.
Not the west end?
The west end, north end.
Well, it's just I'm trying to picture in my head exactly what it looks like. I mean, I think it is a little bit north, but I think
it's more west than
more
it is
west.
North. Yes.
Okay.
The side closest to the Elder Bean Bridge. We'll get more specific and not be a mic and be totally misdirected.
I'm just trying to make sure that people understand which end we're talking about. Yeah. Is all. That's all I'm doing. Settle down.
I get it.
Okay? Calm it over there.
Yes, I am so fired up and unbelievably ecstatic.
Yeah. See the anger in you. South Gulf Cove canals.
Just some Mayan cichlids, a few tilapia, and a couple of very small snook. But the one guy's been in here at least twice a week picking up worms, catching the cichlids in his backyard, and he actually just says they're great eating and having a good time. Same way with the tilapia when he catches them. He said he doesn't catch them very often, but his tilapia, he really likes those.
Right. Night crawlers, wigglers?
Wigglers. He's doing just the wiggler thing. And he caught his first soft-shelled turtle the other day, so he's like, that was a real treat.
Yeah, catching it is kind of fun, but then you have to get it off the hook.
Yeah.
Things get less fun quick.
Yes, very quickly.
And you say some snook down there, too?
Yeah, small snook.
Scattered around the canals?
Yeah, not very many. Or at least not many people fishing for them anyway.
Okay. Take me to the West Wall, Bob.
On the southern part of the West Wall, a lot of snook. Quite a few redfish, too. I've had, I don't know, half a dozen different people catching redfish and snook all in the same spot. Almost all of them are throwing shrimp exclusively, except for a couple guys are throwing cut ladyfish and cut mullet. Those are the guys that seem to be catching the slot-sized redfish more consistently. The snook, had one guy catch a legal snook over there. 29 inches, I think it was. 29 or 29 and a half, something like that. He threw it back because he's like, hey, it's all right, I'll catch another one. And then he didn't.
But he probably will catch another one.
He will. He's
just not on that trip.
He's not a greedy person. He just likes to have one or two fish a month fresh to eat. So he figures he's got another month and a half or so to catch redfish. So he's fine. Or to catch snook. So he's fine. That's what I like about him. He's always honest about his reports. And his ethics are a little bit more kind of like towards me.
Now, the last time we were here at this spot, we were talking about trout and short cobia and also some tarpon and one pompano. Now,
there has been a few trout over there. I have not heard of any short cobia or legal size cobia. Just haven't heard of any cobia and no pompano at all.
We were hoping that one fish was going to turn into a flood because other people had been skipping them, but apparently not.
Yeah, nope.
That's just the way life goes.
It is.
Shall we move on?
Yes.
All right. That brings us to Cape Hayes.
Oh, let's see. Ladyfish.
Ladyfish?
Bonnetheads. Trout.
Bonnetheads? Trout?
One baby bull shark.
I'm not going to type that.
Huh?
I'm not going to type that.
The baby bull shark?
One baby bull shark.
Yeah.
I'm not typing one baby bull shark.
What else? A couple of Spanish mackerel.
I'll type that.
What else did they get there? A guy did catch a short flounder there. He saw two drifting over the flats. At first he thought they were stingrays, but then they only swam about 5 or 6 feet and stopped for him. He said they were about the same size as the one he caught, which was, I don't know, 10 inches or something like that, he said. They were small, but he was excited because he's never gotten to actually see one like swim along the bottom before. So that was kind of a fun conversation.
I saw an osprey with a flounder this week.
Did you really?
I did.
Nice.
Flew across the road in front of me. And I said, where did you get that?
Right.
Because it's just not what you expect them to catch.
Where were you at?
Let's see. It was down around Placida. Close to the Boca Bridge.
Okay. If it was over by your house, that'd be really weird.
That would be bizarre.
Yeah.
That would be something that we needed to...
address.
Yeah, talk to the osprey about that. But
tracking device.
No, I mean it's an area where you would expect to find some flounder, but you just don't see ospreys with flounder that often.
No. And he was probably happy.
I'm sure he was thrilled. So we've got all that stuff going on. They're taking what?
What's
shrimp?
That? Shrimp.
Soft
yeah.
plastics.
Mostly all shrimp. Most of these guys are throwing shrimp. Few of them were throwing spoons and soft plastics, but they were pretty much hardcore about their shrimp. Because, of course, one of them was looking for pompano. That was his big deal. He was really wanting pompano. That's the guy that caught the flounder.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Did you tell him there was one baby bull shark?
He's the one that told me about the bull shark. No.
Did you tell anybody else there was one baby bull shark?
No.
See if they get excited about it?
Nope.
One baby bull shark. Turtle and bull bays.
Well, he thought it was a black tip, so I had to correct him and educate him on it.
I see.
That was the main reason why it stuck out in my head. So many people get confused by that regularly.
I totally get that. Mostly because bull sharks have black tips.
Yep.
So it does get confusing.
It does. So turtle and bull bay.
Yes.
Turtle and bull bay are probably the most... They're definitely fished really heavy, but they're the ones that seem to be producing the most varieties, numbers, legal size, slot size fish all the way around. So guys are catching trout around the oyster bars and out on the flats. They're catching redfish around the oyster bars, a little bit on the flats, and a bunch under the bushes. And then they're also catching quite a few snook under the bushes for the most part. And guys are catching them on paddle tails, shad tails, spoons, and shrimp. The shrimp seem to be doing very, very well in there all the way around using a popping cork or just a split shot or just a jig head. They seem to be getting a good mixed variety of stuff. You know, the biggest trout I heard of so far in there, I think it was 20 or 21 inches. No oversized redfish, except for talking to Austin. He caught one oversized redfish in there. The rest of them are all like that 15 to 24 inch range. And then a couple legal sized snook. The one guy did catch one of the legal sized snook on a chunk of cut ladyfish while he was trying for redfish. And he had never heard of them eating dead bait before because he's relatively new to fishing in the last couple of years.
Right.
Yeah, here anyway.
Well, you got to learn sometime, don't you?
Sure.
No red tide in here, I assume?
Nope. There was a few residual dead fish, you know, mummified and skeletons decomposing, but no red tide in there at all. Even on the back entrance by the Pelican Island or Sandfly, wherever you want to consider that, the back entrance into it. I know patches of it made it in there around Sandfly and across the clam lease once. But really the major new reports of the red tide have been in our next spot, right up there around Catfish Creek and Gasparilla Marina.
Well, our next spot is Cape Hayes and Danger Reef.
All right.
Cape Hayes Reef and Danger Reef. I should be specific since we already did Cape Hayes as a
Spanish
spot.
Spanish mackerel. Just trolling around out front there. Nobody's catching anything specifically right on the reef. It's just a few Spanish mackerel in that area around the reef.
So trolling spoons in the area. But you don't have to focus on getting right over the top of the reef.
No. Nope.
Not going to help you a bit.
Yeah, and he said they weren't hot and heavy. It was just scattered fish. They were averaging one fish about every 15 to 20 minutes.
Ooh. Okay. All right, let's do Gasparilla Sound.
Gasparilla Sound. Well, the red tide, going back to the same thing a minute ago. Catfish Creek, Gasparilla Marina area has been kind of drifting through there. Same way with the crossover around Three Sisters. There's been little patches of it. But they're still catching some trout, some redfish, some snook, a couple of Spanish mackerel, a couple of bonnethead sharks. What else? One guy did catch a couple sheep's head right there around that oyster bar going into Widden Creek, just before you get to Widden Creek in Widden Bay proper. He sight-fished one little snook. Sight casted to a redfish, and he said he landed about 3 feet away from it, and it swam so fast the other direction. He said it was pretty entertaining.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a problem with sight fishing.
Yeah. He said he'd get it if he would have bounced it off its head, but he said he was like 3 feet away from it or something, and he said it just bolted.
Yep.
I'm like, well, it happens.
A little too close. The water's too clear.
Get that much pressure and flippers probably all around you and everything else, plus the clarity of the water. Yeah, they'll run. And they'll run sometimes, so you can pull out binoculars and still see them running.
Yep.
That's how spooked they get.
But that can be a good thing to watch, too.
Can be.
It attunes your eyes to seeing those fish in the water.
Yes. Hey, just watching all that stuff is awesome. I enjoy that very much.
Let's go dig Placida.
Placida. There's still being a few sheep's head caught off of there. A couple of mangrove snapper. At night, they've been catching a few snook. One guy caught an oversized redfish while fishing at night. During the day, they're still catching a couple bonnet heads and a couple Spanish. You know, and it's been varying, because one guy goes out there and he says it's instant red tide. Another guy goes out there and has no problem for the 4 hours while he's fishing. So there's still patches of it coming through, so be prepared to pack your stuff up and go back to another area or home if you want to finish the day off. Depending on your mood.
But it's possible that some red tide might move through.
Yes. It's getting weaker and weaker from the reports I'm getting, or people are just getting more and more numb to it, so they're not saying as much, but it's definitely still out there in that vicinity.
So be prepared to move if necessary.
Yeah, I was talking to a marine mechanic that works there on Boca at the inn, and he said it's been sporadically coming and going. He said they had one bad kill last week, but he said everyone's still telling them there's still little stuff out front and on the backside.
So just something to pay attention to, not something to flip out about right now?
No. No.
Listen, Robert will tell you when to flip out, okay?
Yeah. Panic now.
And when you see Robert panicked, then that's when you need to panic.
Probably
okay?
not.
Because
I'd be a bad canary for that.
No, you'd be fantastic for it. Because when you see Robert run, you better run.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't happen often.
I guess that's it.
Let's go on to Lemon Bay. Stump Pass, Red Bug, Lemon Bay Park, Indian Mound Park, and associated areas.
Okay. Most of my reports there have been zero, except for a couple of snook and a couple of trout from one gentleman. And he fished from Darce Park down to Stump Pass two different days.
Lemon Bay Park?
Sorry, yes, Lemon Bay Park. I said Darce, didn't I?
You did.
Yeah. But he fished that whole little stretch 2 days in a row, and same thing. He caught a couple snook and a couple short trout. He said the water looked beautiful, except for in a couple spots it was kind of mucky looking.
But he didn't run across any active red tide?
Didn't any red tide. Saw some fresh dead fish and some very old dead fish, but never felt it, smelt it. He throws nothing but artificials. He was throwing paddle tails, and he started off the morning throwing topwaters. One of the snook hit a topwater.
Okay. How about the Anger Pier next to the Tom Adams Bridge?
The Anger Pier, I got one report off there from the other day. The guy got some very small mangrove snapper, like 7 to 8 inches, one legal sheep's head, and he could see some snook underneath the dock. But nothing to chew. He said one guy was out there shark fishing, threw out a big chunk of mullet, and nothing happened in the couple hours he was there. He did have at one point where he felt a brief tickle in his throat and nose and stuff, but he said it only lasted about a minute, and then he was perfectly fine. So he doesn't know if that was the red tide or his allergies because of all the pollen that's around.
Right.
Yeah.
Okie dokie. Venice Jetties.
I didn't get a single report there this week. Had several people that took fiddler crabs that were going to go up there and fish it, but I didn't get any reports at all.
Well, you know what we do if we have no reports?
Put a no report.
And we move on. In this case, to the Gulf of Mexico, bottom fishing, trolling, reefs, wrecks, and whatever else might be out there and however you might be catching it.
There you go. Well, from 8 to 10 miles out, there's scattered patches of red tide. So most of the guys are running out 15 to 30 miles out when they can get out, because the weatherman's been a little bit wrong with the seas. Red grouper, 90 to 110 feet of water, and I haven't heard of anything giant. I think 24 or 26 inches was the biggest Some mangrove snapper up to 3 pounds, a couple of yellowtails, lane snapper from 30 miles.
How fast do you think I type?
You've got to be able to type a lot faster.
Jeez.
Well,
I got to red grouper. That's as far as I got.
Okay, red grouper. So red grouper.
In 90 to 110 feet, and then...
Some mangrove snapper, a few yellowtail snapper, and lanes. They're all catching those on sardines, squid. The lanes, a guy caught better lanes on the shrimp than he did on the squid or the sardines. Another guy did really good on lanes, catching them on squid and shrimp, and he was in them, what do you say, 55 feet of water or something like that, 60 feet of water.
Okay. Now, when you say they're eating the two things, are you talking about actually literally putting the two things on the hook together?
No, just individuals.
Okay, so you're not making little canopies for them?
Nope.
Because you can.
No shish kebabs.
Sometimes they like that.
I know. Sometimes it works better.
So that's like 60 to 90 feet?
Yeah. Yep. And grunts and porgies. Couple small kingfish were out there in that same 60 to 90 feet. A couple Spanish mackerel in a little bit closer. Haven't heard of any other pelagics. No cobia, no blackfin, no bonita, none of that. It's still early for them.
Okay.
A lot of guys buying stuff to go to the Keys.
I don't care about that.
I know.
At all. How about the triple tail?
What triple tail?
That's what I want to know.
None. I've not heard of any. Once again, red tide's part of it. Everyone stole their britches last year because it was such a good year.
Stole their britches.
Yep.
That's an awfully country thing for you to say.
Yep.
Where's all triple tail? Done stole their britches last year.
There you go. You see, you got the accent to go along with it to make it much more believable.
Uh-huh. You could work on that.
No.
I think you could. I think you could do it. I think you could pull that off.
I'd highly doubt it. You're the man of 50 voices, not me.
Is there anything else we need to report from offshore?
No.
No marlin?
No.
No mahi?
Nope.
No swordfish reports?
No.
No wahoo?
No.
Okay, then. We'll move on. Pundarasa, no reports till further notice. Redfish Pass, no reports till further notice. Captiva Pass.
A couple Spanish mackerel. Couple of trout. And actually, I got a couple whiting there, too.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Was he in the surf or was he in the pass?
He was right just on the edge of the pass itself. Fishing okay. Right there next to Cayo Costa as you come around the bottom side of it.
Okay.
So, he likes to fish there because he catches a lot of different things. He says it was better when there was trees blowing down there and stuff like that. It held a lot more varieties of stuff, but most of that's all gone from the storm and years of decay.
Then let's move on to Boca Grande Pass.
Okay. Some mangrove snapper.
Wait a minute. Let's start off with the red tide. What have we heard with the red tide here?
Coming and going. Guys are having no issues, and then another guy has complete issues, so it's just coming and going.
But less than before?
Yes.
Okay.
Less than last week.
Okay. Carry forth.
Mangrove snapper. A few sheep's head. A couple of juvenile jewfish, like 15 to 20 pounders.
We're going to call him Baby.
Yep. Baby. Sandbar shark, as best I can tell from the picture.
Okay.
It was about 6 foot. He had three other runs. One break off of those three runs. What else? I could have sworn he said something else about
it. What particular area are these snapper and sheep's head? Are we over by the docks? Are we out in the
sheep's head
open
are coming
area?
Over more by the docks, but the snapper are coming more out in the center, 30 to 36 feet of water. I only mention that because they've been catching some 12 to 14 inch snapper, a little better than normal, because usually those snappers stack up really good in there in like August when they come back from their spawn offshore.
Mm-hmm.
And these might be just a few prepping fish getting ready to head offshore. because it's so blooming warm. Or they're just hungry and they're feeding on the dying fish. Never know.
Hey, whatever drives them to be there should drive you to be there also.
Mm-hmm.
All right, anything else to report in Boca Grande Pass?
That is it.
Fine. Walk in the Gulf beaches anywhere between Sanibel and Venice.
Pretty much
shaking your head.
Pretty much the only thing I got is Boca Grande right there off the beach. One guy did good, got a couple of short snook, a redfish. He watched a guy catch a whiting, he watched a guy catch a sheep's head, and then the red tide rolled in after about 4 hours. And then other people have been out there and said they could feel the effects of the red tide. One guy got out there and said it appeared to be very nice, but his wife couldn't handle the smell of the dead fish, so he never even bothered fishing. So just a lot of mixed reports, and I got nothing else for any other beach.
Okay.
Consistently inconsistent.
I dig it. But with that red tide whiff fading, hopefully we have some more reports coming up.
Yeah, I hope so.
Hopefully. In the meantime, Matt Lachey.
Matt Lachey's couple. Actually, one guy did catch two legal snook over the period of 3 days.
Okay.
Quite a few short snook, some small trout, some just barely legal sheep's head, and quite a few small mangrove snapper.
So what I'm hearing is a lot of small. A
lot of small stuff. But it's a first, like, legitimate couple reports I've had from down there. Especially fishing from the bridge itself or underneath the bridge. Because one of the guys fishes under the bridge with some regularity, but I just hadn't heard from him in quite a while. The surrounding area, he said, is doing a little bit better. Some bigger trout and a few bigger redfish. He said the snook fishing for him has been lousy. Some people just aren't very good at catching snook of any size.
Okay. Pine Island South End, no reports to further notice. North End of Pine Island Sound, anything you heard?
Some trout, a few redfish, and a couple ladyfish, and a few Spanish mackerel. The redfish have been around the islands mostly, catching most of those on shrimp. The big one was, I think, 28 inches. That was a guy that was out front. And actually, he was telling me about a park there that I'm not familiar with that he put his kayak in at, on the north end of the island there. Monument Park, also known as Pineland Park.
Pineland Park is, that's more like halfway. I mean, if you're headed north,
mm-hmm.
If you get roughly halfway to Boquelia, Pineland Park is on the western side.
Right.
Yeah, the Pine Island Sound side.
Okay, that's where he was fishing at. But I thought, I didn't know there was another kayak park up there. I thought it was down lower towards the middle of the island. But then he was saying there was another one down towards St. James City, too, that's another kayak little launch area.
Well, let's just look here.
Because I thought there was the fish camp, the old fish shacks that was more towards the middle.
Pineland Monument Park.
Just wasn't familiar with it.
Yeah, Pineland Monument Park is just that little pull-off.
Okay. So just a little side spot, but it is on the intercoastal side.
It is, yes. Okay. And it's a pretty small launch. I mean, there's room to park maybe half a dozen vehicles.
Okay.
And that's about it. So it is not a big launch.
Okay. But still, that's pretty cool that they're there, you know, that you have an opportunity. So if you got a kayak and want to take a ride down there, you got some decent fishing going on.
Mmm, kidoki. Let's talk about Jug Creek Shoal and Boquelia.
I've got no reports for there at all.
Bummer.
Nothing.
That kind of matches what we had last week with no reports.
Yeah.
Okay, Burnt Store and Two Pine.
Some snook and redfish along the mangroves. And then a handful of trout and bonnet heads on top of the bar and just on the outside edge of the bar. And there's still some dead fish floating in and around there that have been blown in from the intercoastal because I have not heard of any red tide making it to that area this past several days. Although it could be possible. So that's why I'm telling people if they're taking like pinfish or if they find white bait to exercise extreme caution running down there anywhere from Pirate Harbor south or Cape Hayes south, because it's always that possibility of a little random patch being around that could just crush it all.
Right, even though we haven't heard about it, it just takes the one.
Yeah.
Okay. Eastside Keys area and Pirate Harbor.
Bonnet heads, a few small trout, a couple of small cobia, and I mean small, like 24, 26 inches. A lot of manatees over there from what a couple customers have told me. And the snook and redfish have been around the islands. They haven't been heavy. Most of them have been on the shorter side, but they are catching them. It's just not what I would say banner. But the one customer talking about the manatees, he was excited, and that was, I think he was the third customer telling me about manatees down there, because he's given me a little fishing report about, you know, the trout and all that stuff. And he goes, and then there's been a group of manatees. I said, iceberg lettuce. What?
Yeah.
I'm like, what? They'll eat that if you throw that in the water? I said, yeah, that's how you catch them. You put a hook in it. And he's like, oh, no, no, no. I said, well, you were giving me a fishing report and asking me my opinion about this and the other thing, so I thought that's what you were bringing those up for.
Right.
And then he started getting a good kick out of
it. You get that welded eye marlin hook.
Yep. He got a kick out of it once he caught on. I was just having a fun time with him.
Yeah. But don't do that.
No. Bad idea.
Okay. Alligator Creek, poacher's cut in the skating rink.
Jacks and snook inside Alligator Creek. I've heard of one legal snook caught in there, and that guy caught it trolling. And he was on his way back in, so it was almost sunset, if I remember him telling me the story right, so it was getting a little dark. I haven't heard of anything else. That's literally about it.
Okay. Ponce de Leon Park.
A few jacks. Definitely a few snook, always. And an occasional black drum, but it's been inconsistent. They're seeing a few, just not hooking that many.
Okay.
It's all been shrimp, pretty much.
Fine. PGI Canals and Punta Gorda.
PGI Canals and Punta Gorda. Jacks. Lots of little snook with a few slot-sized snook. Handful of juvenile tarpon being seen but not hooked. A lot of black drum being seen, but only a couple of them being hooked. And then a sporadic peppering of small mangrove snapper. Got no sheephead reports in there at all this week. A few people bought fiddler crabs to take in there, but I never got any feedback from them to whether they did good or not.
But the snook.
Yeah.
Reasonable to go out there and think we're going to catch a keeper here?
Absolutely. There's been a lot of people working that whole canal system pretty well. It seems like the people that are living on, you know, that are on the water, fishing off the docks, those are the ones that are mostly catching the legal snook, and they're not even fishing their dock lights. They're just walking out there and blind cast fishing, having a good time and hooking into a few.
Shrimps? Pinfish?
Shrimp. Shrimp have been the excitement of it all.
Okay. Shrimp. Live shrimp.
Yep.
Jumbo live shrimp.
Always. It's always got to be the biggest shrimp in your bucket in order to catch a snook.
Even though most of the shrimp out there are pinky size of that.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Gilchrist Pier, no reports till summer. Unless you have a report.
Nope.
Do you have a report?
I got no reports.
I didn't expect that you did. Because
nope.
It's not quite summer yet. Alligator Creek Reef.
A couple mangrove snapper. A couple of Spanish mackerel. A short cobia. And a couple of small, barely legal sheep's head. And he could see a lot more sheep's head down there than he could even hook. He said the clarity is pretty impressive.
And he so said the water clarity is good, the fishing is
mediocre. Exceptionally mediocre.
That's a good Robertism
for
the Robert show. Mediocre.
Exceptionally mediocre.
That's one of those words that looks weird when you type it out.
Yeah. It's one of those words. That's a word along with mackerel and vacuum that I still have to double check. And 90% of the time I'm right, but there's that 10% of the time where I'm wrong.
I can see vacuum, but mackerel?
I always screw it up.
How are you misspelling it? Or
yeah.
Well, how are you spelling it?
E-R-A-L.
Oh, mackerel.
Always just for some reason, that's one of the words that I always.
Okay.
I've even miswritten it on the freezer when we had, the Boston mackerel and stuff, and I still got to pull up my phone, double check it when I write the fishing report on the board out front. Sometimes I have to double check it.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I don't know why that one word just eludes me.
Well, we all have that. Christmas time is the worst for me because every time I try to type Santa, I type Satan.
Nice.
So. The deep holes of Charlotte Harbor.
Shout out.
A.K.A. the 20-foot holes.
I've heard of a couple Spanish mackerel out there, but that is it. And those were guys just kind of passing through that decided to cast and troll a little bit while they were messing around. But no, it's been still quiet. That's more. We're a month and a half out for that.
I misspelled mackerel.
Did you?
Just for you.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
I'm going to leave it there.
Thanks. Ass.
The baitfish reports. Let's hear these amazing baitfish reports that we have, Robert.
Oh, so amazing. You got to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and go out there and throw in the dark with a headlamp on.
Baits everywhere.
Uh-huh. There's a lot of little stuff everywhere, but finding stuff that's actually usable and catchable, they're working hard at it. I mean, literally some of those guys are getting out at 4 o'clock in the morning to go try to catch their bait.
So, if you were that hard-headed that you're going to go out and try to net it, where would you go?
Marker 2 is about the only spot I've been hearing of guys catching it with some size.
If you must.
Yes. I am not going to go throw a cast net for 2 hours to fish for 3. Not going to happen.
Right, especially when shrimp are so readily available.
Yeah.
And cheap.
Yeah.
Freshwater canals, creeks, ponds, and lakes.
Bass have been doing really good. Same with the cichlids and the tilapia. And I think a lot of it has to do with all these ponds and creeks and stuff are drying up around here. But I've also had quite a few customers that have been running down to the Everglades to go do the same stuff. Pretty worthwhile. It's one of the best times of year to get some of that because it's all concentrated down and less food in a smaller area, so they're a little bit more competitive to each other. I haven't heard of any real giant bass, but just a lot of good numbers of that, like 1 to 3 pounders with an occasional 4 or 5. But nothing really giant I've heard of. Even though the only thing we can get is giant shiners.
Right.
I mean giant. Like, they look like wild shiners.
Really?
I've got a bunch back there that they're... Let's put it this way. A dozen of them are weighing 1.3, to 1.9 was the heaviest I got out of a dozen of them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jeez, you're going to need a bigger bait bucket.
Yeah. Price is significantly higher, too, this week.
Yeah. Well, the good news is, if your shiners die, Cut Shiner makes great bait for mudfish. And mudfish are the hardest fighting fish out there.
Yeah, just don't lip them.
Don't lip them.
Do not lip them.
And don't lip the turtles either, that are also going to eat those Cut Shiners.
Yeah, just what you want. While you're at it, don't lip the gar.
There's a lot of things to not lip this week. Don't lip the sheep's head, don't lip the mudfish, don't lip the gar, don't lip the turtles.
Mm-hmm.
And don't lip Robert.
No, don't want to do that either.
Tarpon reports. I know it's early, but last week we had some resident fish in the river starting to feed a little bit, and we said specifically, if you have more patience than brains, you can try it.
Yeah.
What if you have more patience than brains now?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing that I would try for or look for.
So a slow bite got slower.
Yes. It will pick up, but it's still slow.
Let's not jump the gun, okay, people?
Yes. Just because it gets warm, they get excited. Oh, I saw one sulfur butterfly. No, still not ready. Not yet.
All right. That brings us to the official end of the spaces where I can type things. Is there anything that you need to add to this report?
No, not really.
Do you have any words of wisdom that you'd care to share for this week?
Definitely not.
No?
Mm-mm.
You don't want to preach about how you don't pay attention to the media and the red tide, and the only way to find out for sure is to go out there and look, and it's better than it was last week. So, come on, people, let's get out there and do some fishing. You don't want to say anything like that?
Nope, you did it just perfect, just now.
Oh.
That was exactly what needed to be said. That's good.
Glad I could be here for you, Bob.
Good.
I think that pretty much wraps up this show, so I guess
sums it up in a nutshell.
Good night, Robert.
Good night, Robert.